anybody need to walk with me through. Earl, I think you need to do, like people have suggestions for what I need to do to get my whole ministry going more, right? But the person that impresses me the most is the one that says, this is what I want to do to help you do your thing, and it'd be something that my inner self tells me to do right then.
Yes.
But I don't need just a lot of things that somebody can tell me to do. I already got enough to do. What I need is somebody to say, you know what? I'll help you do blah, 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 blah. I'll take care of that. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Yeah, that's help. Help is somehow lightening the load. That's my definition of help. So, somebody else take their hand up. I'm going to take a couple more before I go to the next section. Yes, darling.
Is sympathizing the same as, like, giving somebody loving thoughts?
Sympathizing, everything is neutral. It's what your purpose is that kind of determines what it is. Like, if you're sympathetic from the standpoint that I can understand how you feel, I can understand what you're going through, and that you want another way of looking at it, and I want another way for it to be for you too, that kind of sympathy is good. As soon as you use the truth, you got the benefit of the truth immediately. If I relate to you with love right now, Judy, I'll feel better with you right now. I'm not even concerned about how I feel with you tomorrow. I'm not even concerned about whether or not you'll continue to feel the same way today or tomorrow the way you do about me today. All I know is I'm here with you now. I'm going to give you peace now. And that's what I'm going to do with whoever I'm with after this class. And that's what I'm going to do with whoever I'm with this afternoon. And that's what I'm going to do with whoever I'm with tomorrow. That's what I'm going to do the rest of the week. Whoever I'm with, while I'm in their presence, my goal is going to be to give them peace. That's as much as far as I'm going. The details of how that works itself out between me and the Holy Spirit. So I don't care if that's the boss, I don't care if that's the family, I don't care if that's the friend, I don't care if that's the child, I'm walking up to that person, and my goal with that person is to relate with true empathy, which is to join with the strength in them. And let that be my goal, because that's what I want. So in any situation I go in, I know what to do. I know that this is another opportunity for me to give what I want to receive. That's what any situation is the rest of the day. That's what any situation is going to be the rest of the week and the rest of this year for any of you out there. It's going to be endless opportunities for you to give what you want to receive. And so what you give is letting you know what you think you deserve. And you will draw people to you who will give you what you deserve. So the Course is saying, now let's bump it up another level. You deserve more than you think you deserve. You deserve more than you believe you deserve. You deserve more love than you think you deserve. You deserve more support than you think you deserve. You deserve more kindness than you think you deserve. You deserve, I don't care how much you think you deserve. You can say, I'm the deserved queen and king of the universe. I believe I deserve everything. Well, the Course in Miracles definition of little is anything you think of. That's the Course in Miracles definition of little. Anything you think of, because you can't think high enough of yourself from this level. Your greatest thought is pathetic compared to what you deserve and don't even know it. That's the key. Yeah, that's a good thought. That's a good thought. Man, that's a good thought. That's a good thought. That's a great thought. Okay, so that's the thought system that you are going into through the Course in Miracles. Because it's kind of scary to hear, okay, what I give is what I'm going to receive. What I think I deserve. So now I got to go out here and try to act like I like a lot of people that don't. Well, I have to go out here and pretend that I feel good when I don't. None of that required any of that. None of that asked you to do any of that. It just said, all you do is, as much as you can, you go into any situation and you try to give exactly what you like to have. That should be your goal. Now, don't worry about behavior. Behavior, form follows function. Form follows function. If my function in being with you is to want love for me and love for you, and that's sincerely my goal. The behavior and the appearance and the physical circumstance will arrange itself around that goal. We do it backwards. Let me go out and try to arrange the situation out there to give me then the peace. That's the false fearful mind, false system way that everybody's already tried. The right way is, let me be clear that my goal is peace, and let my goal of peace arrange the situations and circumstances and harmonize the situations and circumstances that would allow me to have peace. Try that one. Just try it before you judge it. Just try it. So I want to cover a little bit more before I said it'd be time to get out of here before we know it. Your part is only to remember this. I love that. Isn't that great instruction? Your part is only to remember this. You do not want anything you value to come of a relationship.
Say that again, please.
You don't want anything you value to come of a relationship. You choose neither to hurt the relationship or to heal the relationship in your own way. You do not know what healing is. All you have learned of empathy is from the past. And once you really begin to wake up, there is nothing from the past that you would keep. Now, it's talking about fearful things and thoughts. Now talk about loving thoughts. There is no pain from the past that you want to keep, is it? There is no grievance, lack, or attack from the past that you want to keep, is it? How many of you have tried to have relationships in your way? Everybody raise their hand. Thank you very much. Everybody tried to have a relationship in their own way, right? And how many of you have experienced permanent, ever expanding, only increasing love and joy? Some of the time don't count. Remember now, eternal means constant. Nothing that's eternal has a gap in it, or it would be temporary. So when you say, I am ready for real love, you're really saying, I am ready for permanent love with no gaps of fear or attack in it, anywhere, ever.
Yes.
So what we're doing on our spiritual path is we're leaving a level of consciousness that's about temporary happiness and temporary love and temporary joy. We're making a gigantic spiritual leap into wanting to enter into a state of mind and a state of existence that's full of permanent safety, permanent joy, and permanent happiness. And then it says, well, people say, well, how do I do that? Well, first thing you do is you don't want anything you value to come of a relationship. In other words, I am not looking outside myself for my fulfillment. I'm not looking for you to make me happy. I'm not looking for you to make me valuable. I'm not looking for you to make me anything. I'm not looking for anything that I value to come of a relationship. I don't want to heal it in my own way. I don't want to hurt it in my own way, because everything I learned about how to have a relationship was from the past. And there's nothing that the world taught me in the past about a relationship that I really want to keep, because the world hasn't taught me how to have permanent, safe, healing, loving relationships on a constant basis. Now, don't use empathy to make the past real and so perpetuate it. I'm not going to join in your suffering with you and make my suffering real too. I was just about to get over that last relationship till I talked to you. So I joined with you in the suffering, and it made my past real too. You know, I joined with you in these negative, fearful ideas of our past before we recognized how beautiful we were. We made some errors and mistakes. That's the only thing that's really happened anyway. I don't want to perpetuate that and keep it going. So the court says, do not use empathy to make the past real, because when you make the past real, you perpetuate